that's Ireland. I always said that we would take the third seed, and but you know, I never really thought we would. I was just trying to G up my own supporters and keep encouraging them, like, you know. But we thought we'd be in the mix, but it's great to be here, and I like, you know.
What do you put it down to? What do you put your success down to?
Down to hard work, and I think we have the hardest working office in the county. Nicola and Jimmy in the office do a huge amount of work, and that down. We have an office in Killybegs, Dunlow, Balbuffet. That's constantly going all the time. We've been going out doing public meetings right around the county as well, and a very hard working canvas team that canvassed a huge amount of houses. I think nobody canvassed as many houses as we did right around the county, and that shows in the transfers that have come back to us.
As an independent, there's only so much you can promise, really. You know, you can't say, we'll deliver this, we'll deliver that, we'll fix that, we'll fix this. What was the key message you had your teams giving at the door?
We never promise anything except hard work. That's all we've ever promised in any election, and I think that's vitally important. Because, I mean, for too long, people have been sold pups in terms of promises and that there. That's not what we've ever done. We've always said that we promise to work hard, and that's all we'll ever do. And because I think hard work is what the people of Donegal deserve.
How important do you think it is that South Donegal effectively retains Dáil representation?
Yeah, I think it's vitally important. Like, I mean, obviously, I'm glad that it retains me as Dáil representation, but yeah, underneath it all, yes, that's true. But, you know, I mean, I think it's vitally important because if it went north of the county, it would never come back. And that's the reality of it. Like, you know, and I think a lot of people sensed that over the campaign too, like, and they voted in that way. And I want to thank them for that.
One of the more interesting things I read in the campaign, I believe it was your son that had written a message out, and you had grabbed it in such a way that it was scrolling through, and it gave a very decent insight into the reality of the fact that we are actually all human beings, whether you're TDs or you work in journalism or whatever you might do, and we all have family, and family have to make sacrifices, and it's not just a one-man show. Everything you read in that post yourself, had you heard before, or did some of it come as a surprise?
It came as a surprise to me that Alton would write that, you know, especially in such a public forum as Facebook and that, you know. It was kind of an honour for me that he wrote it, but it was also kind of sad the impact that I've had on their lives as well, which is difficult for anybody, I think, you know. And hopefully it hasn't done them any harm, you know, but I think it's important that you live your life as best you can, and I've tried to do as much as I can and my life in politics and that there as well to try and help people. Hopefully that pays off and works over time. You know, it was difficult for me to read it, but I think he felt he had to say it, so that was good, like, you know.
What do you hope to achieve over the next few years? I mean, we can start speculating whether we'll have another election in 3 months or whatever, but let's just forget all that. We'll get this one over the way. What do you want to do? I know you're going to say you're going to work hard and help people and stuff like that there, but on a national scale, what do you hope to do?
Well, I really do hope that, obviously I've been here for the last couple of days, so I don't know how the numbers are breaking down all over the country and that there, but I think what we need to do is head up an alternative government. We need to make sure that there's an alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Look, in reality, and I said this during the campaign, since 1932 we've had Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. I think we deserve a change, and I think the people deserve a change.
I'm not saying this is what you'd be seeking going into any arrangement, but if you could take a ministry, which one would it be?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about things like that.
Can I give you a piece of advice? Avoid sport.
Right, I'll avoid that. Yeah, I think it didn't do James McDade good.
No, but is there something that you could, I mean, and I'm not asking you to pitch for it, but is there a ministry that you could say, you know what, actually, I think I could do a job in that one?
I think I could do a job in any ministry. You know, and I think I'm capable of doing it. Like, you know, in reality, what we need to do is do a job for the people and for the country. And, you know, that may sound a bit of a cliche, but it's actually true. Like, for too long, we've had jobs done for the banks and jobs done for big business. We now need to look after the people.
And finally on that, just while I have an opportunity, you know, people want change. Do you think they will see that change whereby, you know, there is a sense, those who feel that they want a government for the people, that will be the case? Do you think we could be actually on the brink of that?
I think we are on the brink of it, and I think that's very important, and it's great to be part of that, and certainly that'll be what I'll be working to achieve and to bring for people, and we have to do that, and I think we have an obligation as politicians to make sure that happens, because that's what people have voted for. unfortunately, in the past, we've seen that the people have been betrayed. But I think we need to make sure that is what happens and that as it goes on. And I think that's what our role is going to be over the next couple of weeks now, to make sure that happens.
I don't think the people are prepared to take it anymore, are they?
No, I don't think they are. And and rightly so, they shouldn't. Like, you know, and it's very interesting. Like, I mean, all the time politicians are behind the people. You know, they say the politicians lead. Politicians don't lead. Politicians follow. And the people have told us what we have to do. Now we have to live up to actually what they've said and make sure that it happens.